trends in crop input prices. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Crop input prices for 2016 have come down, although the decreases haven't been nearly as much or as fast as many farmers would have liked. On today's program, we'll discuss trends in crop input prices with Mike Priner of Granular. We'll hear from him right after this. Mike Priner is with Granular, a farm management software and analytics firm. Priner has been looking at trends in crop input prices, comparing 2015 to 2016. He says their data shows savings of $17 per acre from last year, not including rent.
What we did is look across our customer base to see how the prices that they're using for budgeting and planning purposes for 2016 compared to the prices that they had for various products and inputs in 2015. Both chemical and fertilizers dropped fairly significantly between 2015 and 2016. 9% drop on average across all chemicals and an 8% drop on fertilizer. What we saw was that seed prices didn't move nearly as much, only about a 1% drop in seed prices. It is important to realize that in our analysis, we're looking at how prices change for an individual variety. So what our data wouldn't capture, for example, is if farmers are switching broadly to cheaper varieties or cheaper generics. Again, we're looking at the sort of changes on any individual product. But what we've seen, though, is seed prices basically, seed vendors were not dropping the prices on their sort of individual varieties that much. If you sort of run the math for a typical farmer of what those price changes mean for sort of a typical farm budget, all of those price changes add up to about $17 an acre of savings between 2016 from 2015. So it's certainly a move in the right direction, but for a lot of people that wouldn't necessarily make a difference between being profitable or not. So we would fully expect that there's going to have to be contributions from reductions in rent or machinery costs and things like that to get people back to profitability.
You expect the trend to continue here?
We absolutely expect the trend to continue. And to put it in perspective, there has been research on how long it takes for input prices to adjust to big changes in crop prices. This is some research that's been done out of the University of Illinois Farm Dot Group. And what they found, unfortunately for farmers, is that it takes about 5 years on average for input prices to fully adjust to changes in crop prices. So I would fully expect that this is a trend that will continue, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight.
Mike Priner with Granular, and that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.